In Arizona, undocumented immigrants are paying out-of-state tuition no matter how long they have resided in the state. Under the Deferred Action Executive Order, there could be a change in the immigration status of those who are here illegally, were brought into the U.S. as children, and meet several requirements, including having a high school diploma or being enrolled in high school. CJ Karamardin is a spokesman with Pima Community College. He says there still isn't a policy in place for how to handle the change in tuition status.
The issue is very complex. It involves the intersection of state and federal law, as well as Pima Community College's longstanding goal of providing access to learning. So we are reviewing the best way to achieve that in light of this law.
Karamardin says the review of the law and potential policies is happening within the college and with legal counsel.
The legal issues are very complex, and there are a lot of gray areas.
Officials said earlier this week that Maricopa Community Colleges will accept the 2-year work permit given to those who qualify for deferred action status as proof of residency for in-state tuition. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.